Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on the funny path of life. A little after 2 p.m. But I'm just knackered. Just woke up after a glorious nap of 2 hours. It's cold this morning, sleeting, raining, the wind still quite wet everywhere around me. But I think I'm going to take a chance. So I'm going to go give Chupa Chupa a snack and walk around a little bit. Oh my goodness. And then I'll make a basmati rice with some mushroom and onion. That sounds yummy-licious. Yesterday I tried to record something after... Well, I got moved and I saw it somehow that I could milk it and I could get more somehow, you know, but just nothing came of it. So I didn't. Well, I stopped the recording and realized, And on top of that, I found those dogs, which are very near the house here. And they turned out there are 3. And one is actually on top of that wall, which makes you wonder even how she got there. So I think she's there all the time, and the other two are down there, and she's everywhere. Anyway, it just makes me feel so sad. So I went in, got some of Ron's dry food, and went and gave them some. And she was very sweet. I was able to pet her. The other two know, of course. But my goodness, there's no way. There's no protection, no shelter. So if it's fucking spot, I don't know. Those things just kind of definitely upset me a little bit. Anyway, that was sad. Then I went to the library. Turns out they closed all the way until next Monday because of, Holy Week, Semana Santa. So, which is fine. So the thing that I watched yesterday that moved me more than I realized, very interesting. And I watched it. I watched both versions because there's the original one and the American version. So it's called After the Wedding. I think his name is like Miles Mikkelsen or Mads Mikkelsen, the Danish actor. And then there is an American version with Julian Moore, Billy Crudup, and Michelle Williams. And they've changed a couple of things. I don't know. I kind of I like the Danish version better. It makes more sense to me. But they actually... I have to admit, for a remake, they both kind of were enjoyable. They were quite similar, for sure, in terms of the screenplay, you know, the way the movie was made, quite similar. The main outline, they just changed it instead of being one was a husband, a woman was a boyfriend, and the other one was a girlfriend. That was the one that did the deed. So... But I was quite moved. I got teary on a few occasions. So it was very, very interesting. And I couldn't quite put the fingers. Like, why is this movie moving me? You know, and I was thinking, could it be the family theme, you know? So you have this kind of nasty secret that comes out and passes and get infected and... kind of comes out right after the most beautiful, one of the most meaningful, beautiful, you would say, event in one's life, which is a wedding, you know. And this thing just kind of comes down and turns out. Anyway, it's interesting, the idea behind it. And the fact that it just moved me, I watched both of them in one day. Anyway, so, and I don't quite know what to make of it, actually. Still don't. I mean, obviously, you know, I talk, you know, ad nauseam about the idea of a community or of a family, you know, a place, you know, where you could put the bag down, being like, I've arrived, I'm home. And, well, I mean, in a way, I kind of did that, right, in Texas. But that was then, you know, I was young. For sure, that happened, but even now, it's it doesn't look good. Water spilled on me here. Feel better. So yeah, I don't know. But it was nice, you know, I mentioned the whole thing about as of late. The only person was Pilar with whom I would get emotionally supercharged. Well, I felt it reached there, and I kind of like, I even sometimes wonder, you know, if I'm going to be more intellectual than I think I am. I was like, am I not aligning myself? Because I really enjoy feeling that way. You know, it's, I don't feel like, I guess as men, some men must feel weak or something is wrong, you know, if you get teary, but I don't. So I had I got teary in the library, you know, watching it yesterday, and it was like, no problem. So I got the tears coming out, you know, I got the tears coming out. But didn't quite get to that. Didn't quite get to that. So, anyway, interesting. So, it's not like the movie in itself, you know, it's not like I was moved by such amazingly well-made movie. I wouldn't say that. But, yeah, to me personally, definitely, it detonates. I just don't know why. Sorry. The wind. My goodness. We have this interesting weather, you know, hitting us here. Quite a bit of rain, eh? And today's Wednesday. My goodness. Rain. But I was looking at the forecast and it's showing like, you know, next week it's coming back up to 24. So I'm thinking kind of basically what's happened the last time. We're getting a rebound. So, and I'm wondering about leaving actually now. I don't know. We'll see. But by midweek. Next week, I'm gonna stop. Things are gonna get nice and dry. Let's see if I'll get that in. But it is warmer in Sevilla. I think yesterday was like 10 degrees warmer than here. So there is heating. It's kind of, since I don't really check, I don't, you know, I don't watch news. I don't know what the trend is, you know. I don't know whatever the thing is, how much of Spain, you know, it's going through. Anywho. Oh, and something funny too, because yesterday we had a respite. So I'm like, okay, cool, I'm going to Torre del Cimino, I'm going to Mercadona. I went, it was definitely more muddy than usual, for sure. I got a little technical problem with, you know, mud getting there between the sandals and the socks. Definitely not the greatest choice for that kind of weather. And when I was at the checkout at the Mercadona, it started to pour. I was like, oof, it's cold. First time to kind of dump. Man, oh, because basically, the sky, you just don't know, it seems to be turning on a dime. You know, like even now, it could start raining again. We have a bit of sun and those clouds come with the wind, you just don't know. It's a cold one. And you can then pick it up. It's very nice. And as it turns out, where I was, it had rain, but here it snowed. So most of it kind of melted, but you could see on a windshield and at the base of trees. And as you drove up a little bit, it took me up to the Hermitage. It snowed here, which I'd seen it, I think, last year. But it was earlier. It was not like late March. So anyhow. So this morning I definitely took my time, you know, to do the routine. I was a little tired. Get through everything. Kind of added some Thomas Merton in the practice because I was like, you know, it got to like around 2 degrees or whatever. It was quite cold this morning. So I was like, well, you know, it was raining. I'm like, all right, no need to rush. And ended up watching a little bit of Higher Learning, kind of an old movie that I've enjoyed. John Singleton with Lawrence Fishburne and Rappaport and Ice Cube. Jennifer Connelly, I forgot she was in there. She's a little hottie, this girl, when she was young, about kind of a rude awakening, you know, Higher Learning, kind of a play on word with life in college. And basically, you know, things are not quite the way they sound. All right, heads up. We're coming to Chupa Chup. Yeah, brother, I'm not going to make her to sit. I'm not going to make her sit, but I'll give her the treat. I guess I'm going to keep walking. No rain right now. I'm going to enjoy that walk. We'll see, depending on what's happening, I might call and have see if Juan wants to come out and walk a little bit later. There you are. Yeah. Today I thought you were barking at me yesterday. But no, you were barking at the lad that was behind. I was surprised. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, I didn't come and see you yesterday. Huh? I didn't come and see you. I know. I know. Hey, girl. Come here. Oh. Oh. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Yeah, good to see you. Good. Que pasa? Que pasa? Que pasa? Oh, I'm farting all over the place here. Yes. 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 Hey, you? Oh, yeah? What are you doing here? Okay, here you go, girl. Okay. Yes, it was a dog girl, Chanel. She was good. You seem to like it. Yes? Who was it? Where is he? Huh? Okay, so it looks like he's already gone. We'll just go the other way. Sorry about the wind. It's definitely blowing. Yes, let's go to video. Okay, girl. Love you. See you later. See you later. Good to see you. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Ciao, ciao. All right. We'll go the other way. Anywho. First, then I had an extra bowl of oatmeal, and then I filled a bowl of oatmeal with a shell from the peanuts, which I guess technically doesn't have to be huge, but I was like, I'm full, why am I wanting to eat more? That's kind of a weird, whatever this thing is, you know, realizing something weird about it, why am I wanting to eat when I'm full? There's dissonance in me, for sure. But it's okay. You know, I'm having... this is only happening, you know? Like for breakfast. We'll see. We'll make a very nice basmati when I'm back. There is a driveway that leads to the trail that was new that I took on Saturday, I think it was, or Sunday. No, it must have been. No, maybe it was. No, it must have been Saturday. So it was like 4 hours. Now I took an hour and a half through the heels again. Anyway. So. being shy.
Yes. ¿Qué pasa?
It's like, interesting. Interesting. He looks like a sweet. I'm thinking of a big Frasier dog. You know, the TV series Frasier. Anyway. So, oh yeah, here we go. We got a little bit more of a shelter from the wind. Oh, and then the news about that bridge. My goodness. Baltimore, Maryland, I forgot. You know, those states are so small, so close together anyway. So that 1.5 mile bridge that collapsed because that tanker, that big ship, banged the one of the pole. My goodness. So yeah, I went on YouTube. I was like, oh, let's see an image. Anyway, so that freaking traffic over there. It can be such a nightmare, that 95, and it's one of the major arteries, you know, so I can only imagine what that must be. Wow. That and the whole thing with the diplomatic relation between Israel and the U.S. seems to be tightening, so the U.S. and the the U.S. is taking on the fire. Interesting. So, I don't know much, but I can't really appreciate 1,100 people that get killed. Terrorist acts in Israel, you know, and having such hostility, you know, from this neighboring place, and you can discuss whether they're here in the first place, but they are here. I mean, we're talking about what, it's maybe 80 years, I guess, was it in 40 that it was established? Thinking of the suffering, like people eating dog food and grass and people starving. Goes on. That I'm there, feeling the darling. Oh. That's a very tight space to put those pallets of crates in this van here. Anyway. Still no rain, we just have the wind that comes from the gushes. And that comes from time to time. Oh, and I have a nice sister out of a blue message. She was, did you say aphonic? Is that what you say in English? When you can't speak, so she lost her voice. Maybe she got a virus or something. And I was like, oh, you want a forced retreat? Anyway, so basically, lots going on, lots of things happening, you know, and then the same kind of message. So, but I still responded, you know, I still acknowledge. I guess I put her in a different as far as I'm concerned, she's in a different category than Raquel. Yeah, she's my sister. So I don't really, honestly, to be honest, I don't really want to talk to her. But yeah, I'm not going to actively, basically, reject. So I, you know, if it's something that she wants, then I will indulge in at least through those phone conversations. For me, ironically, I normally do not like the idea of it, you know, maintaining a relationship. But with her, it is more than likely the best medium. it's not really working out for me physically. Or if we were to ever see each other again, I don't know if she's going to show up, you know, this year. But it would definitely be in a neutral place. I would not invite her again. It just doesn't work. It's just something that's, it's not a healthy combination. Anyway. So we'll see. Maybe I'll learn about, you know, what's going on. You know, I don't know how long it'll take for the house to be sold. I have a feeling that when that's over, there really won't be much of a reason for a relationship. And I'm not feeling sad, you know. I'm done as far as this family is concerned. That trying or the idea of wishing, it's been enough. Enough of that going on. So we're going back up the driveway, and I'm going to start the basmati rice because I'm going to saute some onion and mushroom so I can still talk, I guess, and if not, I'll move on to a podcast more than likely. Oh my goodness. Well, it's a day of rest. The day is done. Well, something I was thinking too, when in regard to one, you know, basically, he kind of brought it up again, whole thing with the weed eater and wanting to be around. So, like I say, I'll invite him next time I do my lentils. It's not going to be until next week because I have frozen, you know, quite a bit. So I have enough for at least one more week now. But next week, and I will basically extend that. My guess is most likely not going to come. Okay. And basically being like, Anthony, don't be an asshole. It's like, you know, the guy is basically voicing, yeah, it's just something that would make him happy to come and kind of hang out. And so, actually, we'll see, because I invite him to come on a walk later. So we'll see what he says, because there is, he's not doing anything right now. There is no going in a, you know, in the olive orchard, olive, you know, none of that is happening. It's completely unworkable. Those fields, the earth is quite soft. You know, when it gets to be muddy, it's not like other areas. So you basically, you don't get too many of those days off like that, even more so when you have a lot of trees to take care of. But, and I guess it means it's going to be getting quite a bit of weeds this year. With all that rain, there's going to be a lot of weed eating because they're allowed to use this weed killer, but only around the tree, at the base of the tree. The tree well, well, it's not a tree well, actually. If you go skiing, a tree well is the hole around the tree that if you get too close to that tree, you can sink in, and it's a bitch to get out of. It's very interesting. Okay, so I just cleaned the mushroom, and I'm going to clean the onion, and then I'll get the pan started. So anyway, oh my goodness, I think I am, yeah, it's so much nicer on the inside. Well, it was nice outside, but the bummer is the podcast with the wind. I mean, not that that's a reason why, but I'm kind of tired. That was a heck of a nap that I took, I have to say. A heck of a nap. Boy!
Boy, you took a hick of a nap, man. Where you from, boy? Where you from?
So I will enjoy watching the last part of the higher learning while eating my amazing lentil lunch. Amazing, those things are freaking award winning. And yeah, I got everything here, you know. I got everything. Oh, look, that was very funny. There's something weird about Mercadona. It has the organize. So you have the nut and some seed section, but not all the seeds. Some of the seeds are with the dry fruit, and the dry fruit is by the meat. It's really, anyway, it's very, very interesting the way it's organized. So I ended up having to ask somebody because for the ins time for the, what do you call it, for the ins time? I just couldn't find it. I walked around 2-3 times, but of course I didn't go through that because I was like, well, it's not going to be where the meats are. And of course it's where they are. It's kind of like the Lidl. They have a, it's also a weird organization. Like I remember HEB, well, but then again, I went to HEB like 3 or 4 times a week. So I kind of knew they had a kind of a major reorganization from time to time, you know, to mess with you. So you get to look at things you would not normally look at. So maybe any hope that you would you would buy it, but it just kind of makes sense the way it was organized, and not all the stores. Like for me, Lidl, well, I love the bread. They have good prices on things, and they have a pretty decent selection. But it's bizarre. It's really weird the concept of Lidl. I don't know how far and how wide is grocery store chain is spread, but I'm pretty sure it's not taking taking hold in the US, you know. Anyway, but I don't see why it wouldn't actually. I think the whole thing actually about consumerism, which is in a way that bizarre, is it's kind of what it's like, right? If you think of consumerism, that you would think that it would feel right at home in the US, anyway. So I think on that note, my friend, I don't think I have anything, any new entry outside of that. You know, I'm just sheltering home. I was thinking this morning of like, you know, well, number one, I don't have a car. So if I want to go anywhere, it was not feasible to go out without a car in that kind of weather. I could have gone taking the bus actually, but then where would I go? Because the library, wherever you go, are going to be closed. It's a special week it's a big week in Spain. So the institution are going to be closed. More than likely the city hall, I think it's still going to be open today, but by tomorrow, for sure, Friday. Friday is, everything is closed on Friday. So actually, we'll see. I may go this evening, see what they have at the DIA in terms of sales. You know, kind of fun little walk. But I just, like I said, I just got through my Mercadona shopping, so I got all my basic extra staples. And we'll see. You know, I may have to refill, to restock a little more because of we'll see. I may be here possibly a week longer, but I don't think there'll be much more than that. I don't think so. Anyway, I did soak the rice so since this morning, so, and I did add more water. I don't know why. I used to, on the basmati rice, put about 1.5 or 1.75, and there was enough. And this one, I'm putting 2, and I'm like, it could take more water. I don't get it. I don't understand. Anyway, so I guess I'll see what Roy and Paco have to say on Hoy Hablamos. I've already listened to Italiano Bello, talking about gli sport invernali, the winter sport, lo sci, il pattinaggio di ghiaccio, o sul ghiaccio, maybe it's sul ghiaccio, I think. It's ice skating, so sul means on ice. And actually, that's something that she did when she was young. She like synchronized, she's in the team, synchronized ice skating. So interesting. She kind of sound like a nerd, but made me think of Erin, Dan's oldest daughter. You know, always kind of reading and kind of like this woman that seemed to do really well with when it comes to study. All right. Anyway, folks, I just got the oil, so let me get this thing cranking. Here we go. And I will, let me just stay with you as I pour that in. There we go. You can hear the sizzling. Well, I don't know if you can. I can. It's quite a bit, but we know that onion and mushroom shrink quite a bit. I would say possibly to 1/4 of the original size. Anyway, peace and love, and we'll talk to you later.